only communist gangster computer god. Therefore.
Hey, welcome once again to Frederick's Mind Day.
Come on, Frederick.
It's episode number 7. About to begin. I have a very special program today. Focusing on conspiracy. I'm going to introduce you to my mentor, Francis E. Deck, Esquire.
I do like Professor Deck. Maybe it's worth my time.
I have to play some segments of some of his works that were heavily influential on me.
Then
I'm going to show you some examples from my actual life that just reinforce the perspicacious Mr. Deck's predictions. The following will be some excerpts from one of Professor Deck's lectures. Toby,
what?
Stop the music. The following will just be some brief excerpts from some of Professor Deck's numerous lectures. This is a great man and a great mind. I'm happy to share it with you here on Frederick's Mind.
I like Dr. Deck.
Enjoy.
Look at the picture. See the skull, the part of bone removed. The Master Race Frankenstein radio controls the Brain Thoughts broadcasting radio, the EyeSight television, the Frankenstein earphone radio, the Threshold Brainwash radio, the latest new skull reforming to contain all Frankenstein controls, even in thin skulls of white pedigree males, the synthetic nerve radio directional antenna loop. There is no escape from this worse gangster police. Worldwide systematic instant plastic surgery, butchery murder, fake aging so all people are dead or useless by age 70. Donate money or even a manual typewriter to me for your only hope for a future.
Yes.
The phone with David.
Why do I already feel bad for David?
A former human being who is now the face
of what?
For the ant robot. It's just a human head attached.
A human head attached to an ant robot? Sounds disgusting.
Someone has given out all three of my phone numbers. Regarding the car that I'm not interested in making. And I tried to find out from David, the head on the robot.
David, the face, human face of the robot.
Where his data came from, who compiled it. His answers were like, somebody just entered it into the computer, and then I thought. I said, who aggregated that information? Who gathered that information? Who provided it to you? Where does your list come from? He says, it comes from the computer.
Robots. We know that means robots.
I said, David, somebody entered the data into the computer.
Robots.
Who? I don't know. I'm sorry, sir. Take your name off the list. I said, no, I don't want to go off the list. Because there's a bunch of other little David-like people out there that have the same information. I got to find out who provided it.
Robots, I told you.
He says, I don't know, sir. I said, well, find out and get back with me. David.
To your worldwide man, deadly communist gangster computer guy. Computer. God.
the computer. God.
I did not say theory, and neither did you, Fredericks. Where did that come from?
I don't know. I really don't know.
It's probably just emergent words. Happens sometimes when you're dealing with echo and stuff. But theory, that's kind of appropriate.
When I said conspiracy, there's no TH sound.
Didn't happen that time.
Yeah, that is curious, isn't it? Well, let's get back with the show. No time for that nonsense.
No. I am a menace.
As the two cows are out in the field, one cow says to the other one, "You know, I finally figured out where hamburger comes from." And his friend said,
"Oh, there you go with your conspiracy theories again." One cow said to another cow, "Hey, are you worried about mad cow disease?" The other cow said,
Why should I be?
I'm a helicopter.
Is it just a coincidence that approximately the same number of people, almost exactly the same number of Americans, believe there were WMD in Iraq, also believe that Jesus is going to return during their lifetimes?
Hell, I don't know, Fredericks. Interesting question, I suppose.
Conspiracy. A combination of persons for a secret, unlawful, or evil purpose. Why, that sounds like everything from Cheney's secret meetings with the oil executives to Iran-Contra, if you're old enough to remember that. We still haven't seen the records on that either.
Bush made him secret.
Really does appear that
conspiracy theories result from all kinds of secrecy.
When people are left with big events and they're not given reasonable explanations for what has happened, the mind's natural tendency is to come up with some sort of scenario that makes sense.
That makes sense.
And besides that, when you look at the financial institutions, the banks, insurance companies, Wall Street financiers, there is a conspiracy. It's secret because the vast majority of Americans don't have the information that these people do. And it's evil.
Sure seems real.
Not to me.
Time
is a trick designed to make you afraid.
Time.
Don't be afraid.
Time.
It's not real.
Elaine Pagels, in her book, Beyond Belief, describes a situation under Constantine in which they were compiling the Bible, deciding which books would be allowed to be in it and which ones weren't. Conspicuously left out were the Gospel of Mary Magdalene, and particularly the Gospel of Thomas. The reason why these were left out seems quite clear to me. In both those gospels, the focus was on Jesus' teaching that the kingdom of heaven was within us. This is not good for churches.
For without
the churches, you're not supposed to be able to get to heaven. You need to get to Jesus. And in order to get to Jesus, you got to go through the church. If heaven's within you, that might put a lot of charlatans out of work. It almost sounds like a conspiracy, doesn't it? It's always these things that bug me so. Oh, where's Francis E. Deck when you need him? That's how long ago papers on Vietnam were made secret.
Why are you talking about Vietnam now?
40 years, which allowed us to make a lot of the same mistakes over and over and over again.
Oh, I get it.
It was a conspiracy to keep the public ignorant. That's undoubtedly true.
Yep.
And the effects have been horrendous.
Contractors and arms manufacturers would disagree.
And it was a conspiracy, and it was intended to keep things secret.
Secret.
At least as long as it took for anybody that could be prosecuted to die.
History.
Then it's just ancient history. And in a country where last year
is an eternity
ago, 40 years, it's just prehistoric.
Okay.
Almost like the media provides the public with electroshock therapy. Just wipes out the database. Everything looks new again, sort of like Alzheimer's disease. That's the good thing about Alzheimer's disease. There is one good thing. You're always meeting new friends. And we, as a country, are able to do the same thing over and over again. It's profiting the same people. Arms manufacturers. Big industry. Just wait for the oil companies when they can tap into those wells in Iraq. You know it's coming. There were people paid off. Remember, Saddam worked for us before he became a bad guy. And that's following a long tradition of people, including Manuel Noriega and Osama bin Laden. Remember, he was our guy too, until he wasn't.
Well, and that's why I always preferred the CIA spelling of his name. They spelled it USAMA. And I always liked that because it was more honest of the spelling, because the first three letters were USA. Criminals just can't help but give up the game. It's kind of like returning to the scene of the crime. You just got to know how to look at the situation properly. And the truth is right in front of you.
No, 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 no.
I haven't even gotten to Roswell or Kennedy.
See, the skull, the part of both removed.
Or X.
Or Johnny Thunders.
All these lone gunmen, huh?
Oh, he was an assassin. I forgot.
And that Roswell thing.
Area 42?
I very much suspect that it was connected to the studies with that we were doing with the Nazi scientists. And those little bodies were of Down syndrome people. But I'm not going to try and go into that now. It's take too long. But this was, let's say, part one of Fredericks' investigation into conspiracies. Thanks for listening, everybody. Please don't forget to comment over at iTunes or something. It feels really nice to read stuff there. I appreciate it. Namaste.
Namaste. Namaste. Namaste. Namaste. Namaste. Namaste.